I've chosen to research about the Telegraph and what else was involved in the subject. Everything I'm going to tell you was about a machine that turned from pulses into a word or a letter. This started as an invention, and since then things were innovated by this machine, as this was the best way to communicate with others over long distances. By now, we have phones, and all we have to do is press a button and have a good cell phone plan to say hello to somebody that could be all the way around the world. developed in the 1830s and between 1840s by Samuel Morse, 1791, and died in 1872, and other inventors. The telegraph revolutionized long-distance communication at work by transmitting electrical signals over a wire laid between stations. In 1844, Morse sent his first telegraph message from Washington, D.C. to Baltimore, Maryland. By 1866, a telegraph line had been laid across the Atlantic Ocean from the U.S. to Europe. The reason was that when Samuel Morse's wife had died and he had received that by a horse messenger, it was very delayed, and when he once arrived, the burial had completely finished. Nobody was there anymore. That's how he got inspired to make a messenger that would work very quickly and would barely have any delay over rapid long-distance communication. The telegraph vastly improved communications throughout the world. It changed how people perceived time and distance, and the telegraph was the precursor of the telephone, radio, television, and internet. By the 1850s, telegraph wires ran through most of the settled U.S., and the telegraph played a vital role in quickly acquiring battlefield information. During the Civil War in 1866, the first transatlantic telegraph cable was installed. By 1902, telegraph wires encircled the earth, and the vast majority of people had access to the telegraph office and the ability to instantly send messages around the world. But to be able to do that, they had to be a wealthy family that could actually afford to be able to transmit a message. As it was then a revolution, so it was probably quite expensive. Local economy impact. It improved American life by making it easier for businesses to operate and improve the standard of living for regular Americans. For example, railroads, which used telegraphs a lot because they needed to be able to communicate instantly between far-flung stations. Therefore, it allows railroads to operate more effectively, making more goods available to more people at a cheaper price. A calculating engine is one of the most intricate forms of mechanism. A telegraph key is one of the simplest, but compare their value. George lies as to Bell's talking telegraph and only creates interest in scientific circles. And as a toy, it is beautiful, but its commercial value will be limited. The telegraph wasn't only made by Samuel Morse, as it was developed first by Samuel Morse, but then after he had convinced in D.C. to set up these lines, other inventors had tried to set up even more complicated ones that would be over voice communication. This was so that you wouldn't have to learn the patterns and so that it would be easily located. But this was only possible with the technology of Samuel Morse. Without this, we wouldn't have come as far as we did today for communication systems and mobile activity. This is all because of Samuel Morse. He had invented rapid long-distance communication. We are able to make emails with computers and telephones. That is why the word tele and phone and telegraph are all both connected. They both send messages, and this is what Samuel Morse had intended.